This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, hour number three of three here on a Monday. Good to have you with us. Commanders off to Foxborough, travel tomorrow, and will practice with the New England Patriots on Wednesday and then play with the Patriots on Friday. Coming up in just a couple of moments, Jonathan Jones, cornerback. I lied. I said 302. I'm going to push it back just a couple of minutes so that we could take Mark in Baltimore so that we don't lose anybody. We will do that now, and then we will do Jonathan Jones. Good conversation with him after practice today. It was good to meet him and chat with him in advance of a return to his football home. Let's get to Mark in Baltimore. What up, Mark? How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
Okay, quick question.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that the main problem with the Redskins name and logo is that all the people who are crying about it, they see a logo with a guy with a red face and a red neck, and they're thinking that we are assuming that all Native Americans have red skin, and that's why we call them the Redskins. Is that the main issue?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's the main issue, but I think it's absolutely one, right? It depicts what people associate with that word and the negative connotation of that word, right? But I also think it's because it was a tag team partner to the name Redskins, right, that's why they got rid of the logo when they did, and that's why they have been extremely, and I mean beyond, hesitant to bring it back in any sort of way. And while people seem to keep thinking that the Indian Head logo is coming back, I don't see that. I wouldn't rule it out as much as I would rule out Redskins, but I don't see it because of the negative stereotype connotation, whatever you want to call it, that it is associated with. And I think that would bring back too much of the controversy.
Okay, so I have a solution. I just want to run it by you before I try to get it to the Redskins front office.
Okay.
Instead of the head and the neck, have an entire body of a Native American warrior, have all the skin be white, not like bright white, but like white person skin, like peach or whatever, and have two red stripes on his chest, showing the war paint that the elite warriors had when they went off to battle. Okay, That would get rid of the connotation that all Native Americans have red skin, and it would project what it's actually supposed to mean by redskins.
I mean, I got to be honest with you, Mark. I have not thought about this at all. So what you're saying is the workaround to the connotation and the negative stereotype would be like just a essentially a regular white person.
Right.
With the two red stripes, which makes it, you know, basically an honor symbol as opposed to anything negative.
Yes, that's okay. Exactly where redskins came from. Yeah. The fact that their elite warriors wore red war paint to signify they were the leader of the Native American armies
on their chest, like you're suggesting, or
I
didn't know
exactly
that part of the story. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly where redskins came from, and that's where the chief of these villages came up with that name and said, "You're our best warrior. You're going to wear red war paint." That made him a redskin.
One thing that I'm just thinking about, just while you're while you're presenting this, is I don't know how you would do that for a football player. You're just saying the logo or the mascot, right? You're not talking about on the players themselves, right?
Right, the logo and on the midfield logo, anything that's logo, just put the whole warrior's body with regular white or peach-colored skin and two stripes of red war paint on them, and that shows that where redskins came from, not because all Native Americans have red skin.
There you go. All right. It's an interesting idea. I can't say I've given it much thought, but I will. I will bounce it off some people. And, yeah, you should send the idea. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? They say no. They say they don't like it. They say they can't do it. I would send it right directly to Mark Klaus, the team president. That's, that's going to be his area of domain. So he's a good guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Other people have the stupid ideas of putting redskin potatoes on the helmet. That's ridiculous.
I mean, I love a good redskin potato, but I don't know if I want it on a helmet. But I hear you. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you.
All right.
We'll let you run on that. We'll get back to the calls coming up in just a little bit. But first, earlier today, after practice, in advance of the Commanders heading up to Foxborough to take on the Patriots, his former team, I had a chance to catch up with veteran corner Jonathan Jones. Head up to Foxborough, and a little return. We'll get to that in a second. How do you think camp's gone so far? I mean, obviously, you were in one place for a long time. Different staff here, different way of doing things. How would you say?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting after it. We're competing. Yeah. Guys are flying around at practice. Meetings are great. You know, I'm enjoying my time being here. It's a great environment to be here. We're competing. Got good players. And I'm excited to be here.
For you, you bring not only your talent, but also experience and winning pedigree. Is that easier to fit into a place where there was already some of that built in based on what happened here last year and some of the leaders that are still here, like Zach and Bobby and so on? Or is it easier to kind of put your imprint of experience and leadership on a team that maybe is a little bit of a rudderless ship?
Yeah, no, it was a good thing going. You know, they had a good thing going last year, and I just try to add what value that I can, you know, from my previous experience, and just try to help in any way possible. But it was a good thing going. You got great leadership on the team, and I just try to add my input.
What do you think about this revamped secondary? I mean, Amos had another interception today. You guys have all been balling, taking turns. I mean, Sandra still is great. I know we wasn't out there today, but like this group, I think, it went from a question mark last year to a strength of this team. Would you agree based on what you feel and sense so far?
Yeah. I think, you know, coming in, even in OTAs, we spoke as a group, brought some guys in, some guys up here last year who played some good ball, and just wanted to be an emphasis on the team, you know, be the reason, you know, that we win some games this year on the back end. So, like I said, we got a good group of guys that are coming in, competing every day, and excited to go to work with them.
You went through a tough year last year. I mean, I guess it's been a couple of tough years, but then the coaching regime change and everything that happened up there. Like, what is it like to come here where guys wanted to be here and stay here that maybe had opportunities to leave? Does that make a big difference when you're a player? Just even one with, again, the leadership and the experience that you have, Does that make a difference that you know these guys bought in and wanted to be here?
Yeah, completely. I think we have an organization that's doing the, things the right way. And you have a player, you know, good quarterback, you know, teams and veteran players want to come play. You're going to see what the season that you guys had last year. So it's easy for guys to want to come be a part of that. And the leaders that are already here, guys want to come back, keep playing here. Coach Quinn, hell of a coach. And so guys want to play for a coach like that in an organization like this.
Your role, obviously, you play inside, outside, and as we've talked about constantly, the veteran leadership. Where do you feel most comfortable, I guess, already here?
Yeah, just playing ball. Yeah. Both. I've done them both, you know, in my career, inside, outside, high level. So I just enjoy playing both, you know, wherever the team needs me. Just got a lot to prove, you know, a lot to prove to people that I can still ball, still play. And so I enjoy that.
One last thing. Obviously, spent your career in New England, and here you go. Joint practice on Wednesday. You know, whether you guys will play on Friday night remains to be seen, but back at Gillette's, like, is that going to be a little emotional for you? How would you describe, like, what are you thinking about it?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, I haven't been in a visitor locker room except for pitcher day, so it'll be fun. But I'm excited. You know, there's some guys that are still there to have good relationships with, but we're going to go and compete. Go and compete and go out there and have some fun.
You just try and block it out, I assume?
For sure.
I mean friends after practice and whatever, but.
Yeah, we're playing football.
Yeah.
You know, I got a W on my helmet. I'm excited for that. So, just go out there, play some football, and compete.
You like clam chowder at all or no?
Never was a clam chowder guy, but they got some good food out there.
They do have some
good. Might sneak to the North End and get some food.
Lobster roll?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. All right, now we can be friends.
For sure.
Thanks for doing this.
Thank
I appreciate
no
you.
Yes,
all right, Jonathan Jones, eat lobster rolls, baby. Lobster! That's one thing that I just regret about not being able to make these trips anymore, is all the great food. Like, you go up to New England, and I would just eat clam chowder and lobster. All the time. There's no need to eat anything else. Every day. All the time. That would be nasty. But anyway, good guy, Jonathan Jones. 2-time Super Bowl champion. Can play inside, outside. Still has speed. I think he's had a pretty good camp. I think the secondary is going to be much, much improved. Trey Amos had an interception at the end of towards the end of practice today. Right, the rook had another pass breakup as well. If you have Jonathan Jones healthy, Mikey Sanders still healthy, if Marshawn Lattimore, obviously, and that's a big if, I get it. Noah Igbinoghene's had a good camp. I mean, they are way deeper, way better on paper and in front of my eyes. Granted, not playing against Malik Nabers week one. Granted, not playing against, you know, the group of receivers that Jordan Love is going to throw to week two on a short week, Thursday night football against Green Bay. You get my point is, like, I want to be careful before I go full in on the secondary, but they believe it's better. I spent all summer telling you it's better, way better. I think significantly better. But until we see it, you know, and what happens if, again, Lattimore gets hurt, which he's always hurt. What happens if that's the case? Here's the one reason why I think it'll be better, too. And much better now, and this has been the case all of camp, is we went through the offseason, and until we got to, what, July 20th or whatever it was, we didn't know Von Miller was going to be on this team. I watched Von Miller on two consecutive snaps come off the left edge of the defense today. One, he beat Josh Connerly pretty bad. And one, Connerly wrote him out. Miller got close, but I think I would say, just judging, that Connerly probably won that rep. But the first one, he annihilated him. And Von Miller then subs out, and he runs basically to the 50-yard line-ish area, And then he starts doing a sprint all the way down to the end zone and back. Now, I haven't seen that. Maybe I'm just not paying enough attention. But I wonder if he did that, and I don't know if he did that, as a sort of punishment for maybe doing something wrong that he didn't like that he did to not win that rep, the second one. I don't know. Maybe he just does that all the time and I haven't seen it. A lot going on at camp. But it was interesting to see. It's like sometimes guys, when they fumble the ball or they drop a ball, they drop and do 10 push-ups, 15 push-ups, whatever. It almost seemed like that. I could be wrong, but that's what it almost seemed like. But they will be better in the secondary because of Von Miller. See, that's one thing that people always kind of forget about, and it's why most defenses build themselves from defensive line out, is if you can get that pass rush pressure, hurry. If you can get them to throw the ball, you know, in 2.25 seconds as opposed to 2.75 seconds, a half second difference, you stand a better chance of defending the pass. Even though it's coming out quicker, you stand a better chance because the quarterback doesn't have as much time to survey. You don't have as much time to break down in coverage, so on and so forth. Right? So, interesting, like, how they bolstered the secondary. They add Von Miller after months of criticism. And I got to be honest with you. When they signed Von Miller, I was like, okay, like, I get it. But not my choice. I still would have had rather had Za'Darius Smith. All right, I'm sure I'm going to look bad on that. And I'm sure Adam Peters is right. But the one kind of thing that it's not that I didn't think about it, but maybe I didn't put as much of an emphasis on is if you get a guy who still has the speed and athleticism of Von Miller and the work ethic and the football character of Von Miller, if you have that guy steaming off the left edge of the defense, right edge of the offense a lot, you're going to get some favorable matchups and you're going to get some in-your-face type of pass rushes if he can stay on the field. Remember, he was obviously suspended last year for a bunch of games. I think he had, what, 6 sacks in 11 games? You know, I mean, that's good. That's good. All right, let's get one more in here and then we will take a timeout. Let's get to Greg in D.C. right here on the Team 980. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Greg?
I'm trying to, everything's good, except for my sugar. I'm trying to eat while I'm talking to you.
Oh,
man.
Bring
my sugar back up. But
oh, man.
Anyway, real quick, because I know you got some folks.
Yeah, be safe. First of all, be safe. That's number one,
yes,
right?
Sir.
And I'm glad you're taking care of yourself. Okay.
Terry McLaurin, I say give him 31, mm-hmm. 26 guaranteed, 5-year franchise. I know he's 30, going 31, but he plays like he's 25. 3 years out, if he loses a step, he still can be the person in the locker room, the old head coaching up, the new guys coming in, so you still got a bargain with that. So that's what I'm looking at. As far as the name change, real quick, if they did look at bringing back the Redskins, it's not as derogatory as Indian. In fact, you can Google it. The Choctaw Nation, they have a holiday, the National Indian Holiday, and that's the day before Thanksgiving. So if you look at the history and the homage to Native Americans, because nothing was given to Native Americans, and they asked if they could do it, number one. But going back in the history books, as far as African Americans and Native Americans didn't get anything, so it was really to pay homage to them, and it was asked through all the Native Americans, was it okay, and it was agreed upon.
Right.
Just got to realize you can't please 100% of the people 100% of the time on 100% of things.
That's for damn sure. Real quickly before you go, you said DK Met, you said Terry, did you say 28 million guaranteed, was it?
No, 26.
26 million guaranteed.
Yes.
All right, so here's the problem with that. I mean, if you're Terry, right, and you're looking at DK Metcalf contract has been the most mentioned, right? He got a total guarantee of $80 million and a fully guaranteed sum of $60 million. So if you're Terry and you're using the DK Metcalf contract as your greatest leverage point, which clearly he is, and which is fair, by the way, except the difference in age, it's... There's almost no way, and I'm not mad at you. I'm just trying to point out we don't know what he's asking for in terms of guarantees, but I would guess he's asking for at least close to DK Metcalf money, which would put him 75 to 80 million in terms of total guarantees. It would put him 55, 60, maybe 61 million in terms of fully guaranteed money. And maybe not as much the average annual value because, you know, again, if he might have to take a lower average annual value to get the higher guarantees, which is ideally what you want, right, as a player. So,
right.
You know, I don't think the 26 number is in any way.
It's way down, but I'm just trying to say, okay, how can we get the ink on the paper?
Yeah.
Right?
Terry has an idea.
If you add it up per year,
yeah,
you're still ending up with the same amount of money.
No, I hear you. But maybe they can figure that out. Maybe they can figure that out and make the dummy money, if you will, work. But more, Terry's going to be looking at, okay, whatever DK got, I got to be at least in the ballpark of. And don't forget, Garrett Wilson got $90 million. Now, he's way younger, but he got $90 million guaranteed. He's 5 years younger, so keep that in mind. Got to let you run.
Right.
I hope you take good care of yourself. Thanks for the call. It's a good call, and it's a good idea.
Sir.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you. We got to take a quick timeout. We'll come back with Lap on the other side. Then we will get into some other things because we got to get into some other things. Yes, yes, indeed, boys and girls, on the Team 980, always streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I think AMAC is so sensitive to me when he says you're hot, and I said, yes, thank you, AMAC, I know. I appreciate it. He said, we're grinding, the mics are on, and what, you're ready to go?
We're ready to go.
Or we're ready to go?
No, I'm just switching it up. You know? I like giving you those little endorphins, making you feel good, you're hot.
Yeah.
Double entendre.
Yeah. Again, you did not have to make me feel hot today because this is my first day back in the studio in a week, and it is absolutely nuclear in here.
Oh, my gosh. See, that's why I have to do like a little bit more today. You know, I can't just go with the brick and mortar, you're hot. You got to switch
it. How is it over there, by the way?
It's a little better.
A little bit better?
Yeah, I think if pulling the curtain back, the door's open in Chris Russell's studio.
Yeah.
I think if you close the door, it could help. That is a suggestion. Huh. We do have an AC unit, like a portable one in here. I don't know. You don't have one over there, do you?
Nope. Why would we want to make the host feel happy? As long as you and Cowboy B are okay, that's all that matters.
Hey, man, we didn't put it in.
Oh, man. I guess that's because Sheehan is never here. I was gone. And I don't know, was Hoffman back? At all?
No. Well, he probably came back Friday. I think he came back Friday.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's because we were all gone, I guess. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, all right, let's get back to the phones. Let's get to our guy Lap in D.C. here. What up, Lappy? How are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's
up,
Lap?
I had to call you, man. It's my birthday today. I had to call you, man.
Happy birthday, brother.
Yeah.
Happy
thanks,
birthday,
bro.
Attaboy. How old do you turn? 25?
I wish, man. 44. But
44?
In my mind, I'm 20. I'm 25.
Yeah. You know, I remember the days when I was 44. Oh, man, everything hurts when you're 51, I tell you. I mean, everything hurts.
Oh, man, I'd be blessed to get to that, you know, one day in life. So I'm enjoying it, definitely.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, man, I like the secondary rooster. I think with Amos and Lattimore and even what's that safety we got from the Saints?
Will Harris, I think.
I like those guys. And Sanders still, I think he's going to pick up where he left off. I don't know how that front seven is going to be, but I'm just hoping with the secondary, you know, improve that we'll be better. And maybe collectively – they can force some turnovers and be a legit, you know what I'm saying, team collectively.
Yeah. So, well, that's they're forcing turnovers every day in practice. Now, again, I wasn't there for two practice days while I was gone, but you know, every day that I've been out there, which is seven practices, they force turnovers, including Amos today, and they are look, they seem to be very handsy, good. They seem to be in the right spot at the right time. Good. But again, we do have to remember, yes, sometimes they're going against Jaden, but they're also going against Sam Hartman a lot. Marcus Mariota's not even practicing. Sometimes it's Sam Hartman and Josh Johnson, you know? So, and no Terry McLaurin, and a lot of times no Noah Brown. So we do have to keep that in mind until we get actually into games and they take on Malik Nabers and, again, the Green Bay stable and, you know, whatever the Vegas Raiders bring in with their stud tight end and so on and so forth, you know. So we'll have to wait and see. But right now it's looking good.
Yeah, definitely. I want to see what Von Miller and those guys do, and we get those joint practices. We'll definitely kind of see, and you know, preseason we'll probably have a better idea into the regular season. But I'm excited, man, because we need that improvement, man, to really help, you know, Jaden out a lot as much as we can to be a competitive team. So
yeah,
we'll see, bro.
Yeah,
but I'm excited.
I feel you. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you. Happy birthday, okay?
All right, bro.
All right, go
Thanks,
celebrate. There you go.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Lap. Yep. Attaboy. 44 years old. God, I wish I was 44 again. Again, everything hurts.
What are you, 45?
You know I'm not 45.
I honestly don't know how old you are.
You really don't?
No. Hmm? He's 51?
Come on, Cowboy B. You just ruined it. I wanted to make him suffer and squalor.
Why do you think I would suffer?
I don't know.
I would sleep just fine not knowing.
I would sleep just fine not knowing how close you are to death.
Oh, my gosh. Why'd you have to go there? Like, why is it so morbid with you?
I just want to make sure that everybody knows that, you know, what I'm stuck dealing with here. I mean, somebody who just doesn't care.
No,
somebody who just doesn't, like, think of these things. If it wasn't, like, created in less than 25 years ago, like, you just don't care about us old farts. I mean, it's true.
You got a break to get to.
Okay. Coming up next, what I did yesterday upon my return from Sin City. And it wasn't a sin. We'll tell you about it next, plus a lost weekend for the Washington Nationals, as usual. On the Team 980, we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, baby. Come and join us. All right, Commanders off on their way to Foxborough tomorrow. No practice for the rest of the week in Ashburn, but they will practice on Wednesday morning in Foxborough with the New England Patriots, then play them Friday night. Practice today. Certainly Deebo Samuel out there and looking good with the catch of the day by far from Jaden Daniels. A diving catch along the sideline over the shoulder that got lots of oohs and ahs, and for good reason. No Mikey Sandra still amongst a package of veterans. Mikey Sandra still is now a second-year veteran on this Monday at practice. Still no significant injuries that we know of or that was certainly evident for the Commanders, which is a good thing. Meanwhile, remember Shador Sanders and the precipitous drop that he had? He does not want his dad, Deion, to visit him at training camp. He said to the media, he wants to first get where I want to go. Of course, Deion, who is a Pro Football Hall of Famer and the Colorado University head coach, mentioned to Michael Irvin recently that Shador told him not to visit at training camp because of the limited reps that he has received in practice. So Deion went to go visit his other son, Shiloh, at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers camp. We will see what comes out of that. Meanwhile, the Nationals off tonight. They get a day off to kind of celebrate. Well, not much of anything. They return tomorrow night against the Athletics. Action tonight, the surging Marlins back to .500 after the sweep of the Yankees, hosting the Houston Astros at 6:40. That tips off the slate in Major League Baseball. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, about 20 minutes or so left in the show. I think Craig is back. I haven't seen him yet, but I think Craig is back today. Hopefully, but I'm not 100% sure, because I haven't checked the schedule and I haven't seen him yet. Either way, we will figure it out as we go along. So I got two things to cover before we get to Dumb Dumb of the Day. One, a completely miserable lost weekend for the Nationals. I'll start with the good thing first. So yesterday I, got back a little bit after seven, from Dulles. And from a red eye, took the 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 Pacific flight out of Vegas. And it was really hard to sleep. I maybe got 45 minutes, an hour, somewhere in that range. Constantly woken up. Constant just slamming of cabinets and whatnot. Overhead compartments, the kitchen area or the food prep or the service area. Just constant announcements. It was very unenjoyable. So I hardly slept. Got a couple hours of sleep. Went to the Mystics game. Went to the Washington Spirit game yesterday afternoon against the Portland Thorns. We had tickets. So go. And it's a beautiful weather day. And really good game. If you like women's soccer, I mean, you would have thought it was an excellent game. If you don't, you know, that's up to you, whatever. You know, you should give it a shot because you'll learn a lot about, you know, a lot of things that you didn't know. I've learned a lot about soccer in the last couple of years that I didn't know and that I didn't appreciate and respect, quite honestly. And the game went all the way down to the wire. It was 1-1, right? Portland scored right before halftime. Washington scored earlier to take a 1-0 lead. Crowd was good. I don't know what the final number was, but it was, you know, probably only 14, 15,000 at Audi Field. Whatever it was, the crowd was very, I mean, they are enthusiastic like you wouldn't believe. But then, as the game started to draw later and later and later and later, Trinity Rodman is warming up with her teammates in the end zone or off, you know, one of the corners, I guess. And they're warming up, going through the paces, long time. And then she comes in. And man, did that place explode. And the last time I was at a Spirit game, it was earlier this year, and Trinity Rodman scored as well, and she had been dealing with an injury, so she was a reserve in that game as well. For those that don't know, you can't go in and out. You can't play shifts or anything like that. It's in, out, whatever. So she had scored in that game, and in controversial fashion, VAR took it away. So it didn't count. Well, yesterday, Trinity Rodman scored, and she just ambushed a ball. And the place went bananas. I mean, again, I think there was maybe 15,000. I don't know what they announced. I'm not sure. I mean, there was plenty of empty seats up top, you know, so I'm not saying it was sold out or anything like that. They do have plenty of sellouts there. And it's a great environment. It's fun. And Trinity Rodman is just awesome. Now, what I fear is she's got a contract that expires after this year. And there's been plenty of rumors that she'll go overseas. And she's got the talent. What I didn't know was that the owner of the Washington Spirit owns a international team. So does she go there because of the connection to Michelle Kang, the owner of the Washington Spirit? Do they try and get her back here, which I presume they would? Does she have her mindset just on that? I don't know. But it would be a shame. They've got a couple of young players that look pretty fast and pretty good. They combined on the first goal yesterday. You know, I think they're going to be a good team, even if Trinity Rodman leaves. But, man, that place lit up when she came into the game, when she was introduced, when she touched the ball, and then she finally just crushed one on a beautiful play and setup by, I think, Croy Bethune, number 7. I think it was her that set it up. Kind of a little spin shot. And that place, again, went bonkers. And that, I believe it was in like the 91st minute. I could be wrong on that. But, you know, they play 45-minute halves. There's no overtime unless it's the playoffs, which it's not. But they had extra time, right, because of injuries, delays, what have you. So they announced like 9 minutes of extra time. And as it turned out, because of another injury after the Trinity Rodman goal, it actually turned out that they played like 12 minutes of extra time. So basically 102 minutes of soccer, you know, which long time. And boy, I mean, again, like not that you knew that they were going to win, meaning the Washington Spirit, when Rodman's goal goes in, but you just see them playing this like wall-to-wall defense, this parquet defense, I guess they call it. And you see them just basically like if you love hockey like I do, you see them clearing the ball just pretty much at every cost. And they do it. They do a hell of a job. And Trinity Rodman scored, and the crowd went nuts, and the crowd went happy and home. Aubrey Kingsbury is their goaltender. She passed or surpassed the highest goal total, the highest minutes played total in Spirit history. So, I mean, it was an all-around, you know, great day. You know, we parked here and walked over, so you got some exercise. My legs are not appreciative of that. But it was cool, so you don't have to pay like $80 of parking because I already pay a fortune to park here. So we just, and away we go. I had a good time. So that was the day yesterday. I did not spend time watching the Nationals at all this weekend. And that's because the Nationals, boy, are they really special. They are really special. Man, the Nationals, woo! What was the total? 30, I believe it was 36 runs and 36 runs, 53 hits combined to the Milwaukee Brewers in the three-game sweep. 36 runs is an average of 12 per game. Saturday's was a little bit lower. Friday's was higher than the average. And yesterday was the average. 53 hits, including, what, 25 a club record against on Friday night? 53 hits over three games. That's 14-plus hits a game on average. It did not matter whether it was the starting pitching or what. It just didn't matter. Everything sucked. Unless you were a Brewers fan. Everything sucked. The Nationals are so atrocious at this point. I mean, they have graduated, not quickly, but in my mind, with football season back, I got to be honest with you, they've graduated to unwatchable. And I know that's going to rub some people the wrong way, but they're unwatchable. I mean, they are terrible in every single fashion that you can. I'm sorry, yesterday they gave up 14 runs, not 12 runs. They are 44-67. That's less than a .400 winning percentage, .396. They've lost five in a row after giving you like a little bit of hope last weekend, in which they took the final two against Minnesota, who then had a yard sale, and then the first one in Houston, and then they haven't even come close since then. They are 44-67. I mean, Miguel Cairo makes no difference at all. Not that anybody reasonably thought he was reasonable. Makes no difference at all. Their starting pitching sucks. Their bullpen sucks. Their hitting sucks. Their base running sucks. Their defense sucks. Everything sucks. Everything sucks. And, oh, by the way, Mackenzie Gore didn't get traded, as we know. Mackenzie Gore has not been good his last three starts out. He has not been good the last three starts out. So maybe, just maybe, in addition to all this losing, and there's a lot of it, and there's been a lot of it over the last 5.5 years, Mackenzie Gore could get traded this offseason because they didn't trade him by the deadline yesterday. He could get traded in the offseason and his stock could be ruined. Why? Well, it's not because of a 4-11 record. But a 3.80 ERA, while not bad by any stretch, is what, up about a run or so in his last three starts? He last pitched in Houston on Wednesday. 5 1/3, 8 hits, 6 earned runs. 2 home runs. Okay, the walk was down. The walk rate was down. Start before that, he lost in Minnesota. Only 1-0. But 5 innings and 6 walks. Only 1 earned run, but 6 walks. I'm sorry, that's not a good start. Not a good start. It's not as bad as it could have been, but it is not a good start. And then the start before that, 2 1/3 against San Diego, 8 earned runs across the board. So he could be ruining his trade compensation Now, I think he'll still be fine and okay and good enough to fetch a couple of top prospects. But the Nationals knew that on Wednesday afternoon, they had roughly 24 hours before the trade deadline. Maybe that would have been an overreaction, but the bottom line is this. Not only does the team absolutely stink beyond stink, but right now, the thing that would be most interesting to me is to watch whether Mackenzie Gore completely gets sucked into the toilet bowl here or whether he can bounce out of this, because it will hurt their stock or their return. I guarantee you it will. And can James Wood, who I think has hit like 123 or something like that in a month, whether he can wake up. Right now, everything sucks. Everything is terrible. Nothing is good. Nothing. The story of the 2025 Washington Nationals. Dumb Dumb of the Day next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. We're streaming live as well on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Oh, yes, indeed, baby. We are back. Did you miss me? Did you miss this? I love it. Exposing the world one idiot at a time. Sometimes two idiots. Sometimes more than that. But today, it'll just be one. Yes, yes, indeed. I just got off an airplane. Long trip back and forth to Las Vegas. Well, this person, yeah. Tristan James Walker, 39-year-old man. In Scotland, he was flying to Spain. I'm going to be flying to Spain in November. Ooh, don't remind me about that. Well, on the plane, which was scheduled to leave at 9:45, it was reportedly delayed after a staffer felt ill. But what happened is the man, Tristan James Walker, this Tristan James Walker was the guy that was the eyewitness. He found a passenger to be escorted off the aircraft by six cops because the passenger, because of the delay, because of his annoying habit, was busted for vaping in the laboratory, which resulted in a two-hour delay. That's right, a two-hour delay. So the vapor, unidentified, but he ran into him in Spain, I don't know how, after the flight. The guy set off the smoke detector because he was too busy puffing on his vape. And he got taken away and off the plane by cops, as he should have. The pilot, quote, came out after the air stewardess explained what happened, and the pilot said he would be removed from the plane. Something called a sextet of authorities, I think that's six, I think, boarded the plane and escorted the vaping enthusiast off the aircraft into a van on the tarmac. I've seen the video. He was forcibly deplaned, but allowed to leave and go on his own. If we're gonna cause a two-hour delay, that guy was 21 years old. He was 21 years old. They say he's being charged in an aviation offense, but he was out running free in Spain. I've seen a picture. If you're going to cause a two-hour delay, can you please get arrested and thrown your ass in jail? Can you please not vape in a laboratory? Can you please follow all the rules on behalf of those of us that have no other choice but to fly? Yeah. Yeah. He's only been blacklisted by the airline. That's it. And the Scottish police said he was charged in connection with an aviation offense. But he was walking around in Spain free, taking pictures with the guy that got him on camera. I don't know how that happened. All right. Weird world that we live in. All right. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to you for listening, calling, being a part of the show. Thanks to Jonathan Jones, who joined us after practice. Craig is up next, and he will take you home on this Monday. I'll see you back here tomorrow at 1. Adios on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Take care.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.